Inadequate capital is the number one cause of failure. I cannot say this enough. It costs money to be in business, and inadequate capital is the number one cause of failure for private equity investors. Marketing takes money, and without marketing, few businesses can be successful. Because no one wants to work for free, management must make adequate money to feel they are being paid what they are worth. Being in business in a meaningful way takes money for rent, office payments, telephones, utilities, and general overhead. I have seen hundreds of stubborn investors who refuse to inject additional capital in a program to get an investee over a hurdle. These were nearsighted decisions. If the program was good enough to invest in the first place, and it only needs a fraction of the initial investment to achieve success, step up to the plate. Don't be afraid. Manage your fear and make the proper decision. Put stipulations on your additional capital, but give, loan, provide the necessary capital. It will save you thousands and make you wealthy. Aside, if the people executing the investment are unhappy, the man putting up the money stands to lose everything. Here's an interesting story about the psychology surrounding this stubborn streak that many investors harbor. Time and time again, my father and I would argue about how much lease bonus to pay a landowner for a mineral lease. There were over a dozen times during our 20-year career working together where we walked away from millions of dollars of oil in the ground just because he would not pay an additional $5 per acre for a mineral lease. One example was in Howard County, Texas, where we were working to purchase leases in 1980. We had an excellent prospect outlined. The primary leases were open for the taking at a price of $60 per acre from the landowner. Everyone else around the prospect had leased their tracts to us for $50 an acre. My father refused to budge. It was $10,000 extra for the prime lease in the play. Well, another investor was not so stubborn. The prospect was finally drilled a few years later, discovering over 1 million barrels of oil. We lost that deal over a lousy $10,000. Don't let your better judgment and greed, read a stubborn streak, stand in the way of executing the original plan. Knowing how to adequately capitalize a business is a difficult decision. My rule of thumb is to allow the managers, whom I already trust, to tell me how much capital will be necessary. Then, I further set aside additional resources to assist when the unknown happens. Aside, without adequate capital, no business can succeed. With adequate capital, almost any well-thought-out, well-managed, and thoroughly researched business can be successful. With too much capital, a business is doomed to failure from the very first dollar.